Now, I'd like to read a few scriptures together, and we're going to read in the book of Colossians, chapter 1. And verse number 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet, or fit to, be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Now I'd like to look at another verse in the book of Acts and chapter 13. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then we come to the book of Acts and chapter 13. And verse number 38. Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which they could not be justified by the law of Moses. Now turn to the book of Luke, please, on chapter 7. And we're just going to bring in verse 37. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with ointment. Now when the Pharisee which was bidden saw him, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman that is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. Verse 41, there was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most. Verse number 47. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. Now there's one final verse I want to pick up in the book of Hebrews, please. At chapter 10. The book of Hebrews on chapter 10.